Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
Mr. Skin later on this morning. Week 9 of the pandemic, Monday. We lost Little Richard over the weekend, too. And 140 people, 144 had him in the dead point. Has there a leaderboard change, Craig? I forgot to ask you that. No leaderboard. And a bunch of people had Jerry Stiller, too, who passed away yesterday, I believe.
That bums me out.
Yeah, I like Jerry Stiller.
Serenity Now. He was so great on Seinfeld.
Yeah, he was excellent. Everything he's ever done. Had been around for a long time.
You didn't watch this show, but he was Leah Remini's dad on King of Queens.
He was. Yeah, mm-hmm. he had a long run on that. I didn't watch it, no.
I just turned on Zoolander the other day. He's in that.
Zoolander. He's also in... He's Ben Stiller's dad in The Heartbreak Kid, too. Remember, he drives him down there. It's funny. So.
Yeah, the reboot.
Yeah, he was funny in everything.
Everything.
Yeah. A lot of people had him.
I do like the sex scenes in that with Malin Ackerman.
Oh, it's a great
movie.
She
is hot.
It's a great movie.
Some of the players that had Little Richard, some of the 144 players that had the 87-year-old Little Richard include, but are not limited to, Clark Kent's wheelchair, Colfax Mingo, Colleen's three-hole punch card.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Three holes, no waiting.
Cool chicks listen to TNT.
Yes, they do.
Cosby, Pills, and Gash.
I don't know that I've heard that one before.
Cosby, Skittles gets a hit.
It was funny because I was in the car with my daughter, and I had Casey Kasem's Top 40 on. And it was 1972, and he mentioned... He's doing one of his trivia questions about something. He goes, and this person won, besides Bill Cosby and somebody else, this person also won 5 Grammys. And my daughter goes, Bill Cosby? She knows. I literally had to say, oh, yeah, he used to be a comedian before all this stuff now. I mean, we didn't delve into it too much of the subject matter, but she knew that he was a bad guy now.
She didn't realize why he was famous.
I said, oh, yeah, he won 5 Grammys for comedy albums.
He was America's dad.
He was. Everybody used to love him until he raped chicks.
You wanted to say he was a comedian before he was a rapist, and then you realized that wasn't actually true.
Yeah.
Before he was a known convicted rapist, he was a comedian.
Right.
And adored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we loved him.
Yeah, I wanted to do a full nostalgia mode on Friday night. Built a fire by the fire pit, and I assembled a playlist from a lot of songs my freshman year of college.
Okay. That's about 98, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I'm reflecting back.
So, a lot of Tool.
And if someone were to ask me.
A lot of Bush.
Limp Bizkit.
A lot of Soul Asylum.
What sucked about your freshman year of college? My answer would be nothing. I can't think of a thing that sucked my freshman year of college.
There's a lot of nostalgia in people's brains now.
I know. If anything bad happened, I have purged it from my brain.
Which is common.
It's just a great time.
But I'll tell you what nostalgia is now, though. It's not just years ago in anybody's life, or even 5 years ago. It's 8 months ago.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
I thought my wife and mine and my son flew to Phoenix to watch the Steelers play the Cardinals in November. It was a quick trip, and I don't know why I was thinking about it. I was watching a little sports this weekend. I thought, oh, my God, that's not possible. How'd that happen? How are we allowed to fly to somewhere to go see a game with 70,000 people and then fly back? It just sucks.
It does. Right now, that seems insane.
It seems insane. But you're right. When you think, when you go further back, and that, well, we were talking about these pandemic dreams. People, since I brought that subject last week, I've got a lot of emails of people saying, thanks for bringing that story up, because all their dreams are vivid and crazy and past things are happening. I had some crazy ones last night again. And it wasn't melatonin. It was just a couple glasses of white wine.
No hookers in these?
Not this one.
Oh, that's too bad.
I found something on that, but I'm going to need some glasses.
All right.
But, yeah, sleep time. Why your dreams have been stranger lately?
It's because of the pandemic.
Yeah. Craig's got a light and some glasses
right.
over there.
Yeah.
So
the global.
Pass that over to
global
him.
Global pandemic.
Yeah, it's not just your regular run-of-the-mill pandemic.
No.
It's global. Can it actually be a pandemic without being global?
That's just an epidemic, right?
Right.
I don't know what the deal's on.
As I understand it, that would just be epidemic. Pandemic, to me, the definition says you got to cover more than one country.
This says prevalent over a whole country or the world.
Okay, so pandemic can be the country.
Can be a national pandemic,
all right,
I
yeah,
guess.
Okay.
Technically.
This is a global.
I call it Chinese
pandemic.
Disease is what I call it. And I ain't afraid of it, but I call it that. So I get that part. How can you not be afraid of it, but then you call it something?
Katie,
I got to blame it on somebody.
Katie Weaver says in the New York Times that anxiety about threats combined with disruptions in daily routines may be causing people to dream more often and more frequently.
Oh,
plus,
crazy, man.
We've got more time to sleep.
Yeah. Well, we don't.
Well,
but a lot of people
the
do.
People that we're talking about
yeah,
here.
Most people do, right?
They've got more time to sleep. Of course, you know, you people are just sitting around waiting for the day to end.
Yeah.
God. They say that we dream in short bursts about every 90 minutes. That's the when we are reaching the REM sleep. And REM periods lengthen as we sleep, leading to longer, more vivid dreams. So I guess if we are sleeping better, sleeping longer, this will happen to a lot of people.
Then you're going to dream more.
However, that's not Tyler's issue. He's not sleeping more.
No, I'm sleeping about the same.
When our fears center on threats that are hard to visualize, the subconscious plugs in metaphors. That's
right.
Why people are reporting dreams about bugs, zombies, and tidal waves.
I don't got those, man. I'm glad. They sound bad.
Yeah, but they're
stress,
not.
Sounds horrible.
They're not uncommon, I guess.
No.
Stress sends our brains on a trip, unleashing chemicals that act like, well, it says here, psychedelic drugs, but I'm unfamiliar with anything acting like any psychedelic drug I'm familiar with.
Yeah, but dreams are pretty vivid and weird, so.
Flooding the consciousness with emotions. If nostalgia is getting into your dreams, it might be because you are reaching back for content when daily life provides limited stimulus.
Yeah, you're dreaming about 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just a memory, but you're right. Dreams, mine are going back a few. My dreams are all going way back.
Oh, see, I have, like, current day dreams, and there's
I do too.
Crowds of people, and then I get uncomfortable because the
right.
people are too close,
yep.
and I have to get away.
Yep, I had those.
And then I kick into some nostalgia. I will step into nostalgia after I come out of a crowd where I'm uncomfortable. I've had more than one dream like that.
It's nice that the anxiety follows you into the dream.
Yeah. Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. I do just have the dreams I remember are just like stupid dreams.
Right.
I'm like trying to send an email that won't go through at work. I'm like, this is just like real life. Like,
yeah, I've had those. By the way, you'll start having those about radio the longer you do radio, Nick. You'll start dreaming about screwing up here, not paying attention. Yeah.
But actually, my dreams.
Believe me, all that stuff. That's because when that starts invading you, now I'm sure you have stand up dreams, right, for years?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. So, once again, you've been doing that for years.
The
well,
silence of the bedroom is the crowd not laughing. That thing. Why are they not laughing? Why
well, a lot of
so
people
quiet?
Are checking in. A lot of people are having vivid stuff, after we talked about last week. There, it's okay to not be okay. A celebrity told me that. I told him to screw off. No, that doesn't bother me. People tell me to be okay.
Stick to sports. I can't. Right. Yeah. There's no sports.
Now, Rebecca Renner at NationalGeographic.com says that to a degree, you can script your dreams. Rebecca says that if you want to fly, write it down. Rehearse it before bed.
How about you want to have sex with somebody?
Write it down.
Write it down. Rehearse it before bed. I mean, I know you already do.
No, I'm talking about this. How about how many years have we all
I was
had,
rehearsing that the other yesterday.
A lot of guys.
I'm going to get that right one of these days.
Not just sex dreams. Any dreams that are
keep
good.
Playing.
You wake up in the middle of it. You want to go back and finish that dream, and that never works.
No, it doesn't.
No,
never.
That's rare.
We have the sex dreams. You can't have a little list of like who you want to have sex with in your dreams, and your wife's like, "What's this?"
That's on your nightstand.
Yeah.
It's my dream list.
Names of girls I want to bang tonight in my dream.
Write it down.
These are my dream girls.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You can't cheat in your dreams. Puss always said that.
Hey. Why about that? Where I cheated my wife in her dreams, and then she's mad at me.
I love that.
I'm like, what?
I know.
You're the one with the most recent hooker dreams.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Was it a hooker? Yeah, it was a hooker.
Now, Rebecca also says that if a nightmare is troubling you, imagine an ending you'd prefer.
Oh, shut up.
Like fighting off an attack or simply shrinking the attacker. I'm crushing his head.
Or how about I just stop sleeping altogether?
Yeah,
that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just quit sleeping. Avoid the dreams.
Yeah.
Everything will turn out fine.
Yeah, she's full of it there.
Yeah, you can't really make an adjustment mid-dream.
No, you can't. You try.
No,
you
that was part of the rehearse it beforehand bit.
All right, write it down. Write down chicks' names and
rehearse
try that
it beforehand.
You try that.
Recurring nightmare. I don't have recurring nightmares. Yeah. I don't have recurring dreams. I don't have very many dreams at all. I catch little snippets every now and then.
Well,
weed
tramps it down. You guys have always said that. You've always said they've said that, right, Todd?
They do say that.
Yeah, okay, and that's scientific. So.
That, and even if I think if you don't smoke weed and you don't wake up right after you get out of the REM phase, right after your dream, you're likely not to remember.
Right.
Even people who don't smoke a lot of weed have a lot of suppressed dreams. We dream more than we think.
There's times I'll remember a dream, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, I'll just completely forget
right
that's
what
it
happened.
Too, right.
It gets erased really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The government's going to buy
unless it's wet.
Then you have to remember.
Yeah, unless there's cleanup involved. Those sticky dreams.
Sticky dreams.
The government's going to buy $3 billion of agricultural products from the nation's farmer. U.S. is going to be buying dairy, meat, and produce for food lines and kitchens. Apparently, that's great news for everybody.
It is. Sounds like a win-win.
Also saying, I keep seeing this going out there, but from libtards, you need to pay people $2,000 a month for at least six, seven months.
That's what some people are suggesting.
Now, at a certain level of price, I saw a guy point out, though, a good point, because it said it's people making less than $125,000 a year, couples. Got a good point, though, because that's not a lot of money in bigger cities, so they're still poor and broke. But the fact is that to guarantee solvency for the nation, that has to be done. I know the turtles against that.
They are.
And so's the whole right. Excuse me, all Republicans are against that. And let's just say that. Let's call a turtle a turtle.
Most of them
right.
seem to be.
But that's not a political thing. It should be keeping the country afloat.
Right, because the turtle.
Until the pandemic,
something
happens where we can actually turn the economy around.
Turtle represents the state of Kentucky.
Who takes more money than any, he's a piece of crap.
And a lot of people could use a little help in Kentucky and elsewhere.
Republicans and Democrats could use $2,000 a month for 7 months to keep us solvent.
There's a lot of people that aren't working.
Right. And that should be not political. So you're voting for guys that don't want
to
give you $2,000.
Everyone, even the White House, is saying it's going to be worse.
Yeah, but no.
Than it is now.
We're not giving you any money.
No. Baseball card from 1910 sold at auction. Shoeless Joe Jackson card comes from a series called T210 Old Mill, sold for $492,000 last week. The card had spent 110 years in the same family.
Really?
They got rid of it for $500,000.
So,
probably a little bit less than that because,
some guy that was like
auction house has
110 years in the same family.
Yeah.
So some dude lived from like 1930 to like 1980 and sat on it and probably could use the cash.
Yep.
Oh, it's a family heirloom. And then finally somebody says, oh, I want this.
Grandkid grabs it.
Yeah. Or great-grandkid right. said, yeah. I'm selling this crap.
Right? Cousin Kenny finally wanted a Corvette.
Maybe in case of a pandemic, you can sell.
Meth head Steve.
Right.
Not that sentimental anymore.
I know, but there were couple generations there that didn't sell it that could have made a lot of money. Now, I don't know if that family was well off to begin with, but maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I didn't realize that Shoeless Joe Jackson, I knew he was great.
Right.
I didn't realize he was a career 356 hitter.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Wow, that's good. That's
impressive.
Yeah.
He just,
that's damn good.
He just, like with the other Black Sox.
That's got to be.
19 Black Sox
right.
scandal.
Right.
That's got to be among the best for career.
Yeah, you would think it's right up there.
What if part of that's due to him not playing out the latter part of his career? We're just like starts to suck at the end.
But he was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching Bull Durham yesterday for a little bit. Talk about nostalgia. The movie's 1987. What a great flick.
What'd you say he was at, Craig? Career batting average?
359. Is that what I said?
No, 356. This says Ty Cobb holds the career record for highest batting average of 366. So, yeah, you're pretty close.
Yeah, 356.
Pretty close to highest ever.
Yeah, I was reading something. Oh, here it is. That's where I was reading it. A guy named, it's in the same.
I was reading something right in my face.
Yeah. I was wondering where I read it, but it's in the same magazine that I just gave Craig.
You're looking at the magazine. I was reading something. Oh, here it is.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, what this was that guy thing I was reading like 3 seconds ago.
His name is Steve Delkowski. He died a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's legend that, although I doubt this is true, he threw the ball 115 miles an hour.
That's not true.
Drafted by the Baltimore Orioles, I think, in the late 50s. And he was the inspiration for the Nuke LaLoosh character because he could throw the ball fast, but he had control issues. Never made it to the show.
Oh, from
Bull Durham.
From Bull Durham.
Yeah, he was the Tim Robbins. He was the inspiration.
I know there was inspiration for that character. Yeah. But the 115 is not true.
Wouldn't your arm come off with the ball with that thing? That velocity.
Yeah. It's just way faster than even guys now that have stronger arms, so it's not possible. But whatever.
That's the legend.
It's a nice legend. Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Millions of innocent bees and wasps could die as a result of rising fears over the Asian murder hornets.
Those t-shirts are selling on Facebook now that says the murder hornets. They're cool-looking shirts, man. I'm telling you, the NHL team in Seattle, they're putting one up there eventually, I believe, need to use that name.
Murder hornets?
Yes. Yeah.
That would somebody. Be cool. You'd think at least a minor league baseball team
right,
would grab that.
Right.
That's ripe for minor league baseball.
Do you really
Come
want
on.
The word murder in they your team name?
See, they won't allow that because of murder. Because they even take down the word, you know, devil sometimes.
Yeah.
The Rays dropped that a few years ago.
Dropped devil, right.
According to a report in the Los Angeles Times, national panic across the
country.
They
should not call it the raping hornets.
Right.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be working a t-shirt.
National
It'd be
panic.
Be hard to put a promo night together just, for that.
They just raped the honeybees. They'd be called the raping hornets. I couldn't say that.
No, we wouldn't.
Are we concerned about these? Is there a way to eradicate them?
According to a report in the Los Angeles Times, national panic across the country is causing people to put out traps for the hornets. But these traps made of orange juice and cooking wine.
That would draw us.
Attract and kill all types of regular insects.
Yeah.
And so they say that murder hornet fears are possibly overblown as people in the northern part of Washington state are the only people who should be concerned right now. They say that even though hornets kill some people every year in Japan and harm a number of crops, the threat is generally low, especially in the United States.
Apparently they do build their nests in the ground, so you got to look for them there, and then I don't know how you zap them somehow.
They're worried that bees, who is already an threatened population, could be devastated since the bees are responsible for 75% of fruit, nut, and vegetable pollination in the country.
Yeah, we need them for the agriculture.
No, we don't.
Oh, we do.
I know we do.
Oh, we do.
I know we do.
So, Puss, did you find the same information I did? Because there's four different sources, and they disagree on who had the best all-time batting average.
Oh, I went with Wikipedia, I think.
How would they
really?
How would they disagree on that?
Well, the top two, Ty Cobb, Rogers Hornsby, and like MLB.com, as Ed Delaney, doesn't even list Shoeless Joe. They don't count him.
Because
in Major League Baseball.
Because he was banned.
Because they banned him.
Yeah, but he still did
But all the other sources, ESPN, Baseball Almanac, Baseball Reference, have Shoeless Joe at 3.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, it does. There is some disagreement. Everybody has Ty Cobb at the top.
Right.
And Rogers Hornsby, 2. Yeah, but then only 3 out of the 4 have Shoeless Joe at 3. So I'd say that there's that's a consensus.
And after that, it's kind of scattered. A lot of names I don't recognize.
Maybe it depends on if you're rounding up or down.
Is he relation to Bruce Hornsby?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Are you saying that?
I don't know.
There's not a lot of Hornsbys out there.
They're cousins.
Okay.
He's lying.
I would look into that. Because I don't know for sure. I'm going to guess no.
Then how many Hornsbys?
But I don't know for
there?
Sure.
Right. When did Hornsby even play? I don't think you've ever heard of
a lot of Hornsbys out there.
A long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now he plays with Dead & Company once in a while. Oh, you're talking about the other guy. I'm still talking about Bruce.
Bruce Hornsby, no, Rogers Hornsby, played from 1915 to 1937.
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So he wasn't playing for the Padres.
No, not the Padres. No.
No.
I'm not finding any link between Rogers and Bruce.
All right, good to know.
That's disappointing.
I was just looking for some Bruce Hornsby to play, and I couldn't find it. Damn it.
Oh, Rogers Hornsby was a manager up until 1953.
All right, there's your sports.
That's it. Nostalgia sports.
Stick to sports. That's all we got. Stick to sports. There is no sports. There is no sports.
In fact, there's not even Korean baseball on today because Monday is their day off.
All right.
So you got to wait till tomorrow.
You have to.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it yet. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.